live from the headquarters of Ramsey Solutions, broadcasting from the Dollar Car Rental Studios. It's the Dave Ramsey Show, where debt is dumb, cash is king, and the paid-off home mortgage has taken the place of the BMW as the status symbol of choice. I'm Dave Ramsey, your host. Joining me as co-host this hour, the panel is back. It's an Entree Leadership, a small business theme hour. Small business is truly, statistically, philosophically, and spiritually the backbone of the American economy. And we're here to help you if you're running a small business. If you've got a question, maybe you've got pandemic-itis of some kind at your small business. Maybe you just got a simple question about business. Joining me as my co-host, Ken Coleman, Ramsey personality, number one best-selling author of the book, The Proximity Principle, expert on jobs and careers. His show does this all the time. And, of course, Daniel Tardy, our executive vice president of Entree Leadership, sits on the operating board here at Ramsey Solutions, executive VP of the Entree Leadership brand and all of the products that come in that area. So thanks for joining us, guys.
Glad to be here, Dave. Thanks for having me.
It's always fun.
Yeah. You know what? I have been thinking about how many business owners right now are starting something that in 5 years is going to be one of the great American businesses. You know, I mean, it's a season of lots of disruption and lots of pressure, but it's also a season of opportunity. And there's been so much pressure on business owners right now. And there's been pressure on us. We felt the pressure.
Yeah.
But what I've experienced and what I know is the leader that I am now and going forward is different and better than the leader I was coming into this. You know, you put pressure on that coal, it becomes a diamond. And that's what's happening right now. The pressure sucks, but it also creates transformation.
Yeah, I think we're going to hear a lot of stories of people who are ready to quit before this. And then when this happened, this crisis, they doubled down to try to save it because it wasn't just about them. They didn't have control of the timeline of how they quit. So they buckled up and they got after it. They came out of this thing stronger and they said, boy, I'm sure glad I didn't quit. I think you're going to hear those kind of stories as well, because I think of the blacksmith. When I was a kid, my dad took me all these history places. And I remember the first time I ever saw a blacksmith do his thing, take this inanimate piece of wrought iron, stick it in the fire until it got literally orange yellow, and he would pull it out of the fire and then put it on an anvil and proceed to just beat the ever-living stew out of it. Yeah. And it's the fire, the heat,
right,
and it's the pounding that shapes that iron into something extremely useful. And I think that's what we're seeing across the board with America's small businesses and leaders. I think you're going to see some unbelievably exciting and inspiring stories out of this. Absolutely true.
Entrepreneurs are some of the top problem solvers in the world.
Yep.
And when presented with a problem and pressure, they find a solution. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes you hit the wall and, you know, it totally disintegrates. That happened to me. I lost everything, went broke when I was in my 20s. And guess what came out of that? All of this, you know. The resurrection after the death was real. The phoenix coming up out of the ashes was very, very real. And I know at Ramsey, we got the snot kicked out of us in a few areas, and it scared us enough that we jumped on it with both feet, started scratching, clawing, scrapping, hustling, grinding, and we felt it and, you know, made up the revenue with new ideas, brand new things we'd never done before, and are doing things in different ways than we'd ever done them before to get us to where we need to be. And so we've stretched here. We will never return to the same shape. When someone says these days, they always do it with the spirit of Eeyore, right? Well, there's a new normal coming. You better get used to the new normal. And I think what God is saying is, I think what he's saying is you ain't seen nothing yet. Mm-hmm. You're getting ready to do things you've never done in ways you've never done them, and you would have never done that had you not gone through this crap. Now, I don't want to prescribe crap for the way to learn things, but it is a thorough teacher.
Yeah.
What you're hitting on there is there's really two types of people, and that is that when the pressure comes, Ken, you're talking about the heat and the blacksmith. Some people buckle and they go, okay, we just can't do this anymore, and there's too much pressure. And then some people use that pressure to transform. In fact, did you know that when a caterpillar becomes a butterfly,
and
it goes into the what's the thing called?
It's a cocoon.
Right, yeah.
There you go.
And it is coming out. If you go up and you slit that to try to help it get out of there and become a butterfly a little bit faster, you actually kill the butterfly.
Yeah.
Because it's the struggle of coming out of that cocoon that creates the strength in the wings that allows that thing to fly off. And you talk about transformation. You're going from a caterpillar to a butterfly, you're a new creation. You're a transformed being. And that's what pressure will do if you're the type of person that embraces it instead of buckles down.
Everyone is that type of person. It's a decision. And some of the reason you don't finish is you can't finish. You run out of steam, or the idea that you're working on needs to be killed and reborn in a different way later. You know, I thought I was going to be a real estate mogul, and that idea died when I went broke. And what was born out the other side of it, you know, was all of this.
Right.
And so I don't know exactly what your journey is if you're listening to us today in this process, but all of these metaphors and all of these philosophies we're laying out there regarding the pressure, the stress, the freak out, are what we're telling you over and over and over again is that it's going to be okay. The other side of it, you're going to be just fine.